Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. House has voted to raise the age limit for buying semi-automatic weapons and ban ammunition magazines of more than 15 rounds. Hours earlier, lawmakers heard from more mass shooting survivors and family of victims. Zanetta Everhart invited members to help clean her son's wounds from the racist shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo. An 11-year-old survivor of the Uvalde school shooting described her trauma in a pre-recorded video at the hearing. A California man is charged with threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. 26-year-old Nicholas Roski was arrested near Kavanaugh's Maryland home outside Washington, D.C. Wednesday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the leak of a draft opinion on abortion has put the justices at risk.
This is exactly the kind of event that many feared, that the terrible breach of the court's rules and norms could fuel.
Authorities say Roski called 911 and reportedly was still on the phone with police when U.S. Marshals apprehended him. More than 100 victims of Larry Nassar are seeking more than $1 billion in damages from the FBI over the agency's mishandling of its investigation of the sports doctor. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has more.
The FBI first got complaints about Nassar abusing underage girls in 2015. That was when he was still treating patients on the U.S. Olympic team and at Michigan State University. But the FBI failed to take it seriously enough to do a proper investigation, and that ultimately let Nassar keep abusing dozens of patients for more than a year until he was arrested by MSU police. Last month, the Justice Department once again confirmed its decision not to criminally charge the former FBI agents involved. But these suits are claiming the FBI is at least financially liable for failing to stop Nassar from sexually abusing these gymnasts and other victims. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells.
The Biden administration is redirecting $10 billion in already appropriated COVID funding in order to obtain more vaccines for an expected surge this fall. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, additional funding has been stalled in Congress.
The White House has warned that delays in another round of COVID funding would hurt the federal government's efforts to buy more vaccines and pills to treat the virus. But the urgency of earlier relief packages is long gone. In order to lock in vaccine and treatment purchases ahead of the fall, the administration is now rerouting some of those already appropriated funds. It'll spend $5 billion on new vaccines and slightly less on Paxlovid pills, which help alleviate COVID symptoms. A White House official warns that means the federal government will have to scale back purchases of at-home rapid tests and personal protective equipment, among other things. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. According to state media reports, Iran has turned off two surveillance devices that international inspectors use to monitor its uranium enrichment activities. The move further escalates the crisis over Iran's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency has declined to comment on the matter. Belgium's King Philippe is on his first visit to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which used to be a Belgian colony. Terry Schultz reports that his visit is not being met with universal welcome.
Belgium's King Philippe brought with him a Congolese ceremonial mask that had been on display in a museum in Brussels. In a speech in Kinshasa, he said Congo could have it back on an indefinite loan, hoping for improved cultural relations.
Nos deux peuples ont su tisser.
Our two peoples have been able to weave rich and varied interpersonal ties, he said, that help us today to build the future together. But not everyone is ready to forgive Belgium's mass killings, mutilations, and plundering between 1885 and 1960. Philippe expressed his, quote, profound regret, calling the behavior unjustifiable, something he first said 2 years ago as the first Belgian monarch to do so. But some Congolese insist an official apology and possibly reparations are necessary to move on. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are mostly lower, up a fraction in Tokyo, and down 1% in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.